Cloudy and Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Not Dr. Drew. Dr. Bruce is filling in for Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is in Boston following his little girl's ice dreams around. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Bruce, a board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, does emergency medicine, could remove a tat with his laser. Yes, right. from inmates?
No longer.
No, you don't go to the prisons anymore and do that?
No.
Okay. Good. Okay. I'm trying to gauge how the show's going to go tonight, and I can see it's going to be a long night for me. Justin Long is here tonight.
Oh, boy, I'm not going to help you out.
Justin, that's fine. Here's all I need to know. That's my little test with Bruce, and now I know what the answer is.
I like the tattoo bit.
I'm going to be... we worked it all out. Justin is from Dodgeball, the new movie, which came out on Friday, and was last Friday, and was number one. And... I was surprised because it seemed as quirky an idea for a comedy as I've seen in a while, but it got great reviews, by the way, from everyone who's seen it. And then Ebert and Roper or Siskel or whatever the one who's alive but still had a stroke, and the new one, two big thumbs up, by the way.
Yeah, I feel like that. Yes. Correct.
No, Bruce nods.
Good radio.
The idea you open your mouth and something came out is you're way ahead of the game.
It was a surprise to be getting those reviews. We sort of went into it knowing that we were making, ideally like a Stripes type or, you know, Meatballs, which is one of my favorite movies growing up. And I think we're just sort of surprised that the critics have kind of agreed that, you know, that it was a worthy successor to those movies.
What was your first reaction when somebody handed you a script with Dodgeball?
It was called Underdogs originally, so I didn't have that reaction. Had it been called Dodgeball, I'll tell you, I probably would have said Dodgeball, huh? I don't know. I my first reaction to the script was the part had been written for me, which was the most flattering thing in the world. Never happened before. Probably after this movie will never happen again. And of course, I flipped right to the part where my character was being described, and it said, same name as me, Justin Redmond, 15, skinny, gaunt, awkward, like every adjective you could, like halitosis, like tiny penis, like just the worst description for a human being, like receding hairline, like no chin. And I was like, you take the good with the bad, I guess.
And so the writer of the movie, who was, I don't know who.
Rawson Marshall Thurber, the Supreme Court Justice.
Knew your work from Ed or from other theatrical releases?
He was a huge Crossroads fan. No, he I guess loved Ed and Galaxy Quest. He's a big fan of Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest, by the way, one of those movies that every time you bring it up, people almost defend it unnecessarily. Like people go, "Yeah, it was Galaxy. Yeah, that was good.
That was not so
that
bad.
Was good. Yeah. That was a good. No, have you seen it lately? It's like, yeah, I liked it too. Well, you better like it. Like they're like, yeah, I know. I thought it was good. It was good. People get almost like they're ready for a fight with Galaxy Quest because it was like this Tim Allen, Kirstie Alley, Sigourney Weaver movie.
It's close,
and they thought it was close when it came out. Now it's very different, but there's like six Sigourney Weavers for every one Kirstie Alley now. But this was back in the day when they were neck and neck. It was a movie that people sort of thought like, and then it was, but it was really interesting idea.
Yeah, it was. They marketed it weird. I remember they were like a goofy Tim Allen kind.
People thought it was like Spaceballs or something. And it was really a clever idea that was well executed, and that's why people get really weird and defensive when you bring it up.
People thought this guy. Ran into a guy the other day who was like, I saw Dodgeball, like real nerd, like Star Trek type guy. And he's like, I love the Galaxy Quest reference. And I was like, what? I'm sorry, I don't even know. He's like, come on, when you bump. And I guess I have a moment in Dodgeball where I bump into William Shatner. And my character in Galaxy Quest was obsessed with a William Shatner type Tim Allen was playing basically right. William Shatner. And I said, God, you know, I hadn't even thought of that. He's like, come on, all right. He was like winking at me. And
do you think the writer had that in mind?
Who knows? Maybe Ross is sort of like a frat nerd. It's like a strange hybrid of like, you know, like, kind of like a jockey type frat guy, but also with definite like geeky sensibilities. You know,
I like to sit down. I was talking to someone earlier this week about all the stuff you don't know that you never put together, like Arby's, restaurant, roast beef. You know what I'm saying? R&B for roast beef.
And is this that... okay?
Yeah, I'm sure the RB is for roast beef. Just the stuff you never put together, like the movie Raising Helen. It didn't strike me the Raising Hell part of it. It wasn't ironic. It wasn't. I thought her name was just Helen, and they were raising Helen. It could have been Raising Tricia. It would have made as much sense or the same to me. I didn't even
put
Helen it together.
Was Helen Kate Hudson?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and I'm guessing that the title was supposed to be ironic or funny or cute by Raising Helen. You didn't think of that either. Yeah. Someone else said to me, no, of course that's what they did. And I was like, I never put it together. I would like a list of like the top five of those things that nobody puts together. And the thing is they're all different for all of us.
There must be a book out there someone's written.
Yeah. Well, if not...
I'll find it.
Yeah. Why don't you work on that
on
now?
I'll work on it right
no,
now.
Right
I'll
now.
Head out the door.
Right now. All right, let's...
the less I say, the
let's
five.
Let's get to the phones. Jade?
Hi.
Jade?
Hi.
I like the name.
Jade?
Adam?
16? What's going on?
I was wondering if you... Because you know how you can get a high from, like, smoking weed? Like a contact high?
Well, how you can... Well, how you can get a contact high if someone around you is smoking weed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering if you can get that same kind of high if someone's smoking, like, crystal in the room with you. Even if you're not smoking it.
Yeah, well, whenever someone is getting high around you, even if you're watching a movie, like Rent the movie The Doors, and you see Val Kilmer getting all effed up, you'll start feeling kind of groovy and psychedelic, too, just by being in the presence of someone's getting effed
because
up.
What
about what they're blowing out of their mouth? I mean, what about the smoke part?
I don't know. She was sitting there, and she was doing it, and me and my other friend were on the bed, and then I couldn't sleep for like a day and a half after that.
Okay.
And I didn't know what was going on.
So you're smoking it out of like a light bulb or some sort of a pipe or what?
I didn't touch it.
I was on
the bed, and I didn't even see what she was smoking it out of.
All right.
Okay.
You're fine.
You're fine, but it is possible. It depends on the ventilation in the room, how small the room is.
Yeah, it was kind of a small room.
Methamphetamine, crystal, the vapors given off from that are very well absorbed across any mucous membrane.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With methamphetamine, actually, with cocaine, you have to take the stuff people snort and change it into a base.
But that's why, like, with cocaine, you can go for, like, the freeze. You just put it on your gums. You can feel it, right? Or you put a little on the door
well,
if you want to last longer.
Well, it's a local anesthetic, so you feel. But with methamphetamine, you don't have to change it into from the salt to the base. With cocaine, if you smoke the stuff that people snort, you destroy it. You have to change it.
Right.
With methamphetamine, it's either way. You don't have to do any chemical changes to it. But what she's describing...
I used a mic there.
Okay. Yeah. What Jade's describing is possible.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Time on the radio. Possibly his last. Go ahead.
All right, thank you, Adam. I love you.
No, listen, Jade, Bruce is trying to give you an answer.
No,
here's the thing. Why are you hanging out with people that are smoking meth?
I didn't know she was going to. She, like, brought these people in her room. We thought it was just being, like, a three-girl sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought these two guys in her room, and me and my other friend are like, oh, my God.
And what happened? Did you guys make out or anything?
Were there pillow fighting, but not like you want to hurt each other?
No, we were laying on the bed watching School of Rock.
And these guys were hanging around just sparking up the meth pipe, and we were just watching Jack Black do his thing with the kiddies? Yeah.
Sounds like she's
I was freaked out. I haven't talked to her since. I don't even want to look at her. She's like, ew, to me.
All right. And this was a good friend of yours?
Yeah.
Wow. And now she's ew?
Now she's so ew. Wow.
Have you told her your feelings about that?
No, I don't. I guess I'm probably going to see her tomorrow, and I'm going to tell her, because that's not right. If she wants to do that, she's the type of person, she's going to do whatever she wants, but I don't know. That's not who I want to be around.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
In the background.
All right. Well, look.
Is that a crack baby in the background?
You shouldn't. Here's the whole thing. The slumber parties should not involve meth. They should have like s'mores and maybe like a Mickey's Big Mouth.
And guys who ride up on motor Harleys with crack pipes or whatever.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
All right. Let's, rough sex. I hate talking to guys. No, I mean, Justin, I love. Like
just because
like
I'm
a brother.
Slightly effeminate.
But.
Slightly.
It's like, Justin, what kind of name is that for a chick?
Hello.
No.
Have you seen Assassins? Sorry.
Christy, we can, bleeding anally for over a year.
That I want to get into.
Yeah, this.
Just for me, Adam, just for me.
All right. Christy?
Yeah?
You're 23?
Yeah.
Yeah. She sounds like she's
the opposite of the other caller. We're having extremes.
What's happening, what? Baby doll? Anal bleeding for over a year.
Yeah, it's been off and on for like a year, and I went to the doctor, and he pretty much told me that the only thing he could think of was colon cancer. So they did a colonoscopy, and he didn't find anything.
Mm-hmm. You're 23. Wait a second. You're 23, and you have blood anally, and the first thing you thought about was cancer. Sounds like he needed some more business that month. The most common thing is an anal fissure or hemorrhoids. I mean, especially at your age. I mean, you certainly want to check. Was this bright red blood or was this occult blood, the blood that you have to test for in the stool?
It was bright red.
Mm. Now, what's the difference between the stuff that's in the stool and the stuff that's on the toilet paper?
Well, the stuff on the toilet paper is local. I mean, it's where you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
there.
That's the stuff you're testing for in the stool. Well, it can be.
But
had patients that...
You have.
Most likely... If you have a colon cancer, the blood is being released further back, and it's
mixing in with the stool.
It's dark by the time, right?
That's right. It's the difference between the actual soft swirl ice cream and the colorful jimmies on top.
Great, that's great.
The jimmies on top would be the fissures, would be the hemorrhoids. And the soft swirl itself might be the cancer and the colon cancer.
That's
and
that a profound kind of analogy. Yes.
I like my ice cream with peanuts.
Very powerful.
Which I guess
it still works.
It still works.
It still works. Yeah, peanut M&Ms are especially good.
All right. So getting back to Christy's.
Yeah. So Christy. So I'm sure he didn't say the only thing he could think of was colon cancer.
You said that I could have polyps, but they did a colonoscopy and they didn't find anything like that.
Well, do you have if you had a family history or there's certain genetic disorders that might predispose you to cancers that would make them suspicious? But a normal 23-year-old with bright red blood, you certainly want to check, but it's not the first thing you
this
think
This is
of.
The bright red blood. This is,
Yeah, it's bright red blood and it's not even mixed in with my stool.
Right.
All right. But she said her doctor told her this was the first thing he said was like
sometimes
doctors Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Got to be a tumor.
Yeah, a doctor does not want to miss a colon cancer. And with patients that are young and tend to write things off, they want to impress upon them the fact that that's something
that's
you need to
right.
consider in the differential diagnosis.
All right, so, but he
so
checked.
So he's checked her out. So
all right.
What's
you,
the
you
question?
Got a clean bill of health, right?
Are you still concerned? Or are you worried? Or?
Yeah, I'm really worried.
Okay. Let me put your mind at ease. If you had a colonoscopy, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. An anal fissure, it's like a crack, so to speak, in this...
Stay in the ice cream store.
Oh, in the ice cream store.
Yeah.
Let's see. The cone is...
It'd be like a waffle cone with a
it's
crack
like a waffle
in it.
Cone, right, with a crack in it.
Yeah.
But it's further up. It's where you can't see.
And by the way, who's... you know, they do. They would always do this. You want the sugar cone or you want the waffle cone? And the one was that sort of stale, dried up, sort of hollow one. And the other was the delightful one.
Right.
Whose self-esteem is so low that they go with the waffle? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or the weird stamped one that's stacked and everything? We used to get it at Thrifty's and at Save-On. It was the crappy cone. It was the far less superior of the two cones. But yet they gave you a choice.
So people that would choose that would have a lower self-esteem.
I would say they would either be stupid or have a lower self-esteem.
Like the person that lets the smoke alarm continue to beep.
That's right.
You're talking about, I'm still with the colon analogy, and I'm trying to figure out the sugar and the waffle cone. I feel like I have a waffle cone ass. But I used to work at Carvel, and they would make us push the waffle.
Carvel,
yeah.
They would make you push?
waffle cones out of our ass, which was, they would make, like, they would, they didn't want us giving out the sugar cones.
Right, they pushed a waffle cone because it's stale. First off, waffle cone at shelf life of 70 years, number one. Number two, I'm sure is imported from some third world country somewhere and just some slow boat from somewhere. And it clearly couldn't be as expensive as the sugar cone. And so how do you push it?
Well, they would tell us to avoid the sugar. If the sugar cone came up, we would begrudgingly have to. I think I remember they were like, well, yeah, we would have to say like, you know, the soft serve doesn't stay in the cone as well, but it's your choice.
Yeah,
and kind of make it like that.
Plus, I would bet that 8 times out of 10, if you said sugar cone or waffle cone, and the guy said sugar cone, you could just serve it up in a waffle cone and hand it.
They would have no idea.
They wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I would just be angry. I would seethe all the way home.
I would be passive aggressive and be like, oh, nice sugar cone.
Yeah.
Kind of roll my eyes.
Really going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
This is great. That's what I would do. And I'd be so angry the ice cream would melt in my hand because it would be hot.
And last time I checked, vanilla wasn't brown.
Yeah.
But thanks a lot, Jackass.
Yeah, this is a great Saturday Night Live skit, like passive aggressive Carvel patron.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's melting.
Yeah.
I didn't order it on my hand.
Right.
But thanks.
Yeah, I asked for the brown Jimmy's, not the colored ones. Right. That was me. That's what I did. Yeah. If we looked at the security footage, you would see that I said that. Yeah, that's fantastic. That's right. So, all right, go ahead. So, it's a sugar cone.
It's a sugar cone.
We're talking about asses.
Right.
And the defect through which the blood is traversing is further up than one can see. So,
So you can't see anything.
Right.
But yet, it's a hemorrhoid, not a cancer.
You can have an internal hemorrhoid.
So, that's a fissure?
Right.
All right. Christy, it's good times. Hey, listen, baby, you'll land on your feet. Your doctor, what are you depressed overall?
Not really. I'm just really worried about it.
But why so worried? You went to your doctor. He gave you the colonoscopy, and you checked out.
I don't know.
Sounds all good.
So much the doctors screw up, and
Well, here's the thing. What else is going on in your life? Where do you work?
Right now, I'm not working.
Oh, unemployed.
I'm staying at home with my daughter.
All right. Where's you have a husband, boyfriend?
Yeah, I have a husband.
You do? What's the matter with him? You angry at him?
What?
Are you angry at him?
No, I'm not angry at him.
But not a great guy?
He's a really nice guy.
Not
used to being treated that good, I guess.
What's fishing? Not that good?
Deeply in there.
I'm not used to being treated as good as he treats me, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, really? Oh, you can't tolerate it. Yeah, he had a bad dad. Your dad was an a-hole. Now this guy's treating you good and you're freaking out.
My dad was never around.
Your dad was never around.
No.
He was a good humor man. He was constantly on the run. All right, trying to keep the ice cream theme going.
Yes.
Summer, you know, first day of summer, Monday. Trying to weave it in. Program director said, keep weaving summer in. That's what people want to hear. Yeah. He said, Program Director Polley says that people are retired of talking about AIDS and cancer and HPV and all this stuff. Try to weave ice cream into the call, but don't change the content of the show. So I'm going with a summer theme.
Sounds like a program director.
Christy.
Yeah?
All right, baby. Here's the thing. You're depressed. It's not the ass at the top of your legs. It's the ass that's on your shoulders that's messed up. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's the one that needs the enema. You see what I mean? You're depressed, and you're going to freak your kid out. You're all worried, and you're angry, and you're depressed, and your kid's going to get depressed. Nothing worse than depressed mama. All right? How about a little therapy?
I'm not depressed.
Yeah, right, I don't think she's buying your diagnosis.
Have fun ruining your kid then, would you?
So,
enjoy.
She doesn't sound depressed at all. I got to say, she sounds...
She's a delight. I know. She sounds delightful. Like a delight.
She sounds irritated. Like
I'm not depressed at all.
She sounds irritated with your analogy,
no.
Actually.
Stop talking about ice cream.
I'm not done.
I'm lactose intolerant.
When's the last time you saw your dad?
Oh, geez. It's been like 5 years.
All right. Hold on one second. Let me just tell you the number... Okay. I'll tell you first off how I know people are angry. I get angry at them.
If I get angry, that means they're angry, number one. Number two, I've been doing the show for 9 years. Here's what people do who are angry. They give a two count before every answer, and, right. it starts pissing you off. But it's not enough for you to say anything about it. It's just, how old are you when you moved out of the house? 17. It's a little like
they don't want to go. What does a four count mean?
Four count means I hang up on your three.
Pot smoker.
We never get to it.
Pot smokers
it's not
do
pot
that
smoking.
Too.
Well, it's angry.
She's a pot smoker.
Chris, she's angry. You don't smoke pot. She's not a pot smoker.
No, I'm not saying she is. But
Chris, do you smoke pot?
Yeah.
Uh oh! I told you.
Score.
How much pot do you smoke?
Not very much.
Okay, so your husband, what does he do for a living?
He's a construction worker.
Yeah, see? 1,000. All right, and he treats you right, but you're having difficulty with it. What's wrong with a guy who treats you too good, and what do you mean he treats you too good?
Nothing. I've just had really bad boyfriends in the past, and it's just really weird to have a good one.
Right, and so now this is going to be tough, this intimacy, because you're used to a little chaos. And you're gonna inject some chaos into this relationship. You're gonna cheat on him. You're gonna start trouble with him. You're gonna agitate him. You're gonna shake him up. You're gonna get him to a point where he starts yelling at you, throws something at you, because that's what you know.
Christy.
Yes.
You called with a question about rectal bleeding, and you're getting good advice from Adam, but some of his humor's a little bit raw or difficult.
I'm not being funny. You're angry, and you're going to screw up your kid, and you can't tolerate this relationship, and you're going to screw this thing up.
Right, but if a therapist started the analogy with the ass, the ass on your shoulders, I think that might have
Get some right. therapy. All right.
Your relationship is like a dip cone.
She's so angry.
It'll harden very quickly.
That's right. Where's your dad?
What?
Where's your dad? When's the last time you talked to him?
I have no idea.
He abandoned the family?
He's pretty much a crackhead and has more fun with people my age than I do.
All right, hold on a second. No anger issues?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. But I think until somebody asks the question themselves and is interested in hearing,
what am I going to do? Call her back every 2 days and see if she's ready to see the light? I got 10 seconds. I'm going to yell at her, and that's it. Listen, Christy, I say this with great love. I really do. You're an angry person. You have the right to be angry. Your dad's a crackhead who abandoned the family. You have, and I wouldn't care what you did. If you didn't have kids, who cares? But you have kids, and maybe you're going to have more. You got to get some therapy and work this out, all right?
Okay.
All right, just take care of yourself, and then you'll be a good mom. And you won't drive this good guy away, by the way, which you will do soon, believe me, unless you get a little therapy. All right. Oh, her dad's a crackhead.
Right. I think you're absolutely right, but I don't think she is conceptualizing what you're...
No, she's not.
I don't think she understands.
But look, it's I got to tell people what the truth is, and then if they want to ingest it, that's their business. The fact that they don't have that ability is not going to stop me from delivering the message.
Absolutely. I'm just not sure I've seen you go from a physical complaint call jumping over into the
but it was the hesitation thing that was
history.
Going.
I knew what's going on. She's she's focusing on her ass when that's not the point. And when she brings the kid up, she's going to screw the kid up.
Yeah, I think you're
And right. I can hear by the tone and her cadence that she's angry.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you're both wrong.
Justin Long is here.
Speaking of anal bleeding.
Yeah. You want to laugh so hard your ass will bleed? You watch that dodgeball.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah. We will take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce is filling in for Dr. Drew and doing a fantastic job. Fantastic. Justin Long is here tonight for Dodgeball. Number one at the box office last week. Thank you. And I don't see it slowing down anytime soon.
And, yeah, despite Spider-Man 2's...
No. That's nothing. They got lucky. And let's just call it what it was. It was luck, the last Spider-Man.
Right.
Pure and simple.
There was nothing else coming out around that time.
Right.
It was a little feel-good indie.
Yeah. One-hit wonder, like Chumbawamba, that tub-thumping song. They've come out with albums since then. we're not buying.
Not so bad, actually.
I don't
refute that analogy.
But they just got the one hit. They got the one hit. I'm just saying, this Spider-Man movie may be good, may not. No one's going to see. No one's ever going to find out.
We already know what happens. Tobey Maguire is Spider-Man.
Yeah, we get it. We get it. You shoot webs from your wrist. Okay, all right. We saw it before.
The kids all fought.
No, they've had enough. They've had enough of Spider-Man. They're not interested anymore. They moved on. So now that we've rationalized that away, who's next? White chicks?
White chicks look hilarious.
Not going to work. Now, people not interested in
Is it me, or
people.
Do they look monstrous? I mean, like, I saw the trailer. They look like monsters.
Yes. Look, we can put a man on the moon, but we can't make a 6'3 black guy look like a hot blonde. What is going on? 6 hours in the makeup chair every day? I say you should have spent 7. I just like, I was talking about this earlier in the week, how you get superhuman strength when you're a man posing as a woman. Like,
right.
When you sock a guy, he goes flying 20 feet in the air and lands on top of a building. It's like, Marlon Wayans, 145 pounds. If he socks a guy, the guy does not physically lift off of the ground and go sailing into the side of a building. Now, if he's wearing his street clothes as a guy, it's not going to do anything. But you put the heels and the kissing potion on, all of a sudden, superhuman strength.
Yeah.
They never do. Or like, they do that. They always do that in the chick movie, too. Like, the ball goes rolling over to the person. Hey, a little help. They pick it up. They throw it. The guy goes sailing into the backstop. It's like, how did you become so strong?
I hate those movies.
Yeah.
I think you're referring to Christine Taylor in Dodgeball.
Oh, really?
That's exactly what happens.
I'm watching Dodgeball. I'm seeing Dodgeball this weekend. I'm going. I got to tell you. Here's what happened. I went and saw the movies this weekend, and I always go to that Arc Light because they got the caramel corn there. They give you assigned seating. They take care of me. Had some bitch ask me to take off my baseball hat. It was behind me, by the way.
Really?
Let me explain. Yeah, let me just show you something. This is that 50-something-year-old woman who just they walk around with their head on a swivel, complaining about everything constantly,
tremendously repressed.
These are the people. Yeah, these are the women who you see them walking their dog up in the hills, and you drive by at 18 miles an hour in your car, and they give you that look like you're a maniac who's escaped. you've jumped the wall at the institution. You've commandeered a vehicle. It's like, what? It's like, yeah, I'm driving home. Do you mind? Do you mind? It's like, what do you want me to do? Get out of my car and start pushing as I pass you? Or stop and put some cones up or something? Like, I've slowed down. I'm going past. It's just these women, they're in a sort of constant state of, they look like they just bit into a lemon that's all crapped in. And they're just sort of got that. Huh?
Perpetually malcontent.
I sat down in front of her. She was seated before me, and I sat down in front of her because it's assigned seating. And I hear that. Like, she's so disappointed. I'm like, well, it's 33J. That's my seat. It's like an airline when you go to the Arc Light. They just sit you in.
Were you wearing one of those, like, Dr. Seuss hats? What?
I was wearing one of the hats that the guards wore to protect the witch's castle on Wizard of Oz. A big, huge fur beef eater. Yeah. I was wearing this baseball hat, and let me just show you. I'm just going to do some head circumference math with you. This is me with the hat on. By the way, 3/16 of an inch above the skull. This is me with the hat off. The hair is actually.
Yeah, it is. I was going
to
say
you should be asking me to put a hat on when you sit behind me. I have the Brillo hat, and she's directly behind me. Now the bill ain't tipped up like Gomer Pyle. It's just here's the hat. It's exactly how I'm wearing it.
You didn't have one of those twirling beanies.
No wind up. I snapped it off because. It hits the door jam. They're loaded. So the point is she's like, excuse, could you take your hat? Like, first off, listen, Sweetie Pete, do the math. There's less head with the hat on. This is essentially a shower cap. I could pull it off and look like a Bernie from Room 222. It's an old reference, but the guy had a big red fro.
What'd you do?
Yeah. She moved after I took the hat off, and then
that's awesome.
Then it was one of those, can I put the hat back on? I was thinking to myself, like, she's moving, and, you know, again with the, she's one of these women who's like a constant escaping of air.
Yeah.
Okay. So put upon.
So, right. So irritating.
Yeah. It's like, okay. And it's like the way the arc light is, by the way, it's like a football save. It's like a steep rake on him. And my head's like a full foot below her chin.
But when you took the hat off, she probably really couldn't see.
Yeah, she's like,
the fro had popped up. And
it's like people were like, I'm sorry I was born. Would you like me to jump back up my mom? I'll get her.
But can you imagine that?
Stuff myself back in my mother's vagina.
Just like that, raising children.
I've known people. Grew up in Connecticut. I know those people all too well.
Do you have to sit in your science seat? Listen, Elvis, why don't you buy out the movie theater then? Or shut the hell up. I'm sure she's playing about the prices. All right. Let's
anal bleeding, probably.
Anal bleeding. Yeah. Let's get back to the phones. Kevin?
Yeah?
17?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Justin,
Kevin.
Was awesome.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
Adam, you saw it over the weekend, Kevin?
Huh?
You saw it
over the weekend.
Oh, right on.
Funny, right?
Huh?
Funny? Funny?
Very funny.
You laughed till your ass bled.
I did.
True.
So, Adam, you are a genius. You and Drew have really raised me, better than my own parents, I dare say.
Oh, yeah. thank you.
My question is about the girl I'm currently dating. Mm-hmm. We've been dating for 6 months. We've been having sex for the last two.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah. And at first she was just, like, sort of aggressive, like biting and stuff. But recently she's been asking me to, like, hit her and to hold her down and stuff and, like, hold pillows over her head. And I was just wondering if, like, I should indulge that.
Mm-hmm. Is this your first girlfriend?
I've had other girlfriends. This is the first girl I've had sex with, though.
Yeah. Because I could hear that, because you got that sort of transitional, virginal voice. Like,
thank you.
Very good.
I popped my cherry, but not many times.
A voice I hope to have in a few years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And by the way, I haven't asked, but we can ask Justin. Is the behymen intact?
The behymen?
Yeah.
What?
God, I wish I...
Sort of the male hymen.
Oh, the taint?
Yeah, well, it's the behymen. Oh, has it been broken? Is it in good shape? Hollywood can be a difficult town.
The manginas?
Yeah, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. I could just see how it went. Like, I wrote the script with you in mind, Justin. Justin grabbed it, and the guy just hung on and pulled it back to him slowly. Yeah, that's how the behind gets broken.
Okay.
Directed by the guy from Silence of the Lambs.
All right, so Kevin, here's what this is. She could have been a little... Now, here's the thing. Most women like a little what we call rough trade. They like they like a little tap on the ass. They like a little who's your daddy. A little. Most women.
Right.
Most women.
Naturally.
But when it crosses the point when you're having to smother them with the pillow,
right.
Then that usually means there's something up. So the question I would have for you is, what's up? Did she come from an abusive background or anything?
Yeah, see, I've listened regularly, so I've been watching out for that. Her mom seems relatively normal. I never see her dad around. She doesn't really like to talk about it. I mean,
that's a good sign.
I mean, I've never seen him before, but right. I hear he's present, but he's not really, you know. Like, I'm around a lot.
Well, their mom and dad are together, or they're divorced?
No, they're together.
Together, and he's just not around that much. Yeah. Oh, okay. So here's the thing. It's all about wherever that line is. Like I said, if she likes a little slap on the ass, fine. But
it sounds like she wants the baseball bat and the asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Right.
So what's your concern at this point?
My concern. Well, that's the thing. Is as a regular listener, I want to know like what that line is. When do I stop indulging that? Because
for me, it's the full Nelson. When they want me to get them in the full Nelson. And actually, like, and then do like a pile driver on them or drop an elbow on them from the upper bunk.
With somebody like this, the focus of sex is more the pain and not, you know, the intimacy is sort of lost along the way. And she's focusing on, she wants you to do specific things that are very painful or even risky. And one of the things, does she have insight into what's going on? It sounds like you have an understanding.
Nah, I'm bored. Well, look, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can't, if you, and you know, people have sort of these things will spin out if you indulge them.
Right.
Today it's the pillow. Tomorrow it's the entire sofa. You actually want a sofa dropped on her head, and before you know it, you're raping her with a table leg. Yes, I hate to get so graphic, but this is his next stop,
and that's no good.
Yeah, and then you kill her, and you get arrested, and it's a disaster. Just reel it in a little. Like if she says, "Look, I want you to do this," say, "Well, you know, I don't mind slapping you on the butt a little, but I'm not comfortable with this," and hopefully you can contain her.
Well, no.
Somebody like that
is not going to be satisfied with sex unless she's having more and more pain, and that's going to become the focus of the whole sex.
Justin did the "I'm going to say something" inhale.
And then "I don't know if I should say this" exhale.
Go ahead.
I was with a girl once who wanted me to pull her hair and call her daddy's little whore.
Nice.
And I was asking her what she liked, and of course, and she's like, "Yeah, if you could do this." And I said, I was like, "The pulling the hair part, I think I could do. I've done, and like that'd be fun, and you get into that." But
sure.
The daddy's little whore, I was very delicately going to try to get into where it, a la an Adam or a Dr. Drew, get into where that comes from, and you know, knowing that there's something on the other side of that door, I was like, "Is there?" I'm just curious where that comes. She's going to sleep, and like my eyes are like, you know, like in a cartoon, the eyes are the only things you see in the room. I was terrified. I was like, "Where does that come from? The daddy's little whore thing? Is that?" And very casually, she was like, "Well, both my uncles abused me for several years, and I'm fine with it. You know, it's nothing that." And she claimed to be fine, and I was like, "Obviously, you're not. You know, if this is something that," and I couldn't touch her again because I felt like I was perpetuating that line of abuse. You know, I felt like I was, and plus, I just could never do that: pull someone's hair and out loud say "daddy's little whore" without either laughing or flogging myself afterwards.
Yeah, you gotta mean it is the problem.
Well, that's profound lack of insight.
Reading
on her
it
part.
Off a teleprompter right. Screws it up.
Daddy's little whore.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend say that she wanted me to say nasty and mean things to her, and I told her I didn't like her mom. she got angry.
You run out of ideas.
I know. Like, I don't care for the woman, and she was angry. And I'm like, "That okay?
It's nasty.
This is bad. I'm calling you a little minx, isn't it?"
Always a comedian.
Well, I meant it. Here's the thing. Kevin may not be equipped at 17 with his first girlfriend to handle this. This could be a tall order. On the other hand, he shouldn't flat out dump her. I think he should at least attempt to sort of contain it and see if he, once in a while, you can sort of, if they're not too far gone, if their case isn't terminal, you can sort of guide them toward the light a little bit by saying, "You know, look, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to degrade you that way," and blah blah blah. You might get another 4 months or 11 humps out of the, as I like to call it. I measure in hump years.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's what Kevin was
out
asking.
Out of the relationship.
But in that relationship.
Well, what do you think he was asking? And would you shut up? How dare you attack me?
Is he there? Is he there?
Kevin?
Yeah.
What were you asking?
Well, I was asking because I've indulged her a little bit with, like, a little, getting a little rougher and stuff, but I really wanted to know at what point should I stop, because, like, I don't want to hurt her.
You should stop where you feel uncomfortable, and it will spin out of control, and next thing you know, you'll be having sex with her corpse.
Hey, Kevin, don't you ever just say to her, like, "Doesn't that hurt? Like, I don't want to hurt." Do you guys talk? I mean, is there a lot of communication going on?
Yeah, well, when I say, like, you know, "I don't want to hurt you" or whatever, like, start to back down, she's, at first she just goes with it and tells me again, and then she's a little put off by it almost, you know, if I don't
Kevin,
follow
through. Let me give you some sage advice. Don't get her pregnant.
Okay.
You're not going to marry her.
No, God, no.
Get your kicks in, have a good time, use protection, and see if you can steer her toward the light a little bit. But that may be a taller order than what you're up to at this stage.
Right.
And
thanks,
she may be 10 years and 15 years. 10 years, actually doing 15 years of therapy in that 10-year span away from being able to tolerate that intimacy.
God.
All right.
Use protection in every sense of the word.
Yeah, because this is fine. You have a fling, whatever. You learn a lesson, but you get someone pregnant. Now you got crazy mama raising the kid. Justin Long here tonight from Dodgeball out in theaters. Number one last week.
soon as that flash in the pan Spider-Man goes away, it'll be number one again this week. Yeah. We'll text those. Dr. Bruce, by the way, filling in for Dr. Drew. Take a quick break. Doing a great job.
Thank you. Great job.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Justin Long here tonight from Dodgeball. Number one at the box office. And
I'm out of all my bits.
And getting great reviews. Great reviews. All right, let's... I'm going to see it. Oh, here's what happened. I was going to see it this weekend, but I always go to that ArcLight theater, and they had the Terminal there. They didn't have Dodgeball.
Oh, really?
At the ArcLight, yeah, 13 movies, and they're too artsy fartsy over there. They got that like Kung Pao soccer and all this crazy artsy crap. You know, subtitles. Give me a break. I want to read. I go to that place with the books that where they lend you the books.
Amoeba.
Biblio.
No. What do they call that? What is the big house where they lend you the
bath? Coffee table.
Big, and now schools have them.
The children's library.
Yeah. Right. If I wanted to read, I would go to that I would go to that place. But I don't want to read at the theater. I want to watch and hear. You know what I'm saying?
I think they got movies over at that thing.
At the house with the...
At the... Children's
Bruce,
library.
Yeah,
let me tell you. You want to hear what a loser my dad was when I was growing up? He would actually rent records, vinyl records, and not rent, but check out vinyl records from
the
library.
And then record them? Or?
No, just take them home and listen to them. Imagine the shape they were in, too, by the way. He's listening to, you know, Herb Albert. It's been checked out 7,000 times before he gets to it, just scratching away, and then bring it back. And they'd put these stickers on it, like with a little record saying, don't leave me in the car. Like, the sad record, I'll melt. That's, you know what I mean? Like, and look, right. Here's the thing, by the way. Just put the sticker that says, don't leave me in the car. You know, I don't actually have to see the sad record who's melted. So it's fine. I'm an adult. I'll do the math. I don't need to see the pouting record that's all wrinkly now because the sun got to it. Just put a little sticker on there. Don't leave it in the car. I get it. That's enough. I need the picture. All right. Where are we going? Germany or Florida? That's the game. This is sweeping the country, by the way. Brian?
What's up, guys?
All right, 17. Here's how Germany and Florida works.
You remember me? I had the 11-year-old mom. About two weeks ago.
How do you forget that?
Oh, you called, you did a Germany or Florida with 11-year-old mom?
No, I had the 11-year-old mom. Remember I said, I was asking about like if that would affect my development or not. Remember that? That was about 2 weeks ago or so.
Yeah, it's all coming, coming back to me now.
Who cares? Yeah.
Tell Anderson I said thank you, too, by the way.
All right. Did I not like you that time, too, or were we cool?
You and Drew were fans. I don't know if Anderson is now.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay.
Well, Anderson doesn't even like himself.
Well, that explains a lot.
All right, so go ahead.
All right, let's see here.
Here's the thing. He asked the bizarre question. First off, Germany or Florida? He asked the bizarre question or tells the bizarre story. We guess, did it come from Germany or Florida? Because it's either Germany or Florida. That's it. Those are your two choices. And by the way, I don't know why police don't just either, you know, when they come across a body that's where the genitals have been eaten or something, it's like, all right, half of you go to Germany, we'll go to Florida, let's get this guy. Because it could only be in those two places. All right. And your mom was 11 when she had you.
Yeah.
Oh, and you were a preemie, right?
Yeah, like a couple weeks or a month or so, somewhere in there.
All right, but look at you. But you're fine, you landed on your feet, right?
For the most part, yeah, for the most part.
Right, and now it's cool because you can date your mom's friends.
Possibly, I could.
They're not all dried up.
Indeed, it works out well.
Right, I dated one of my mom's friends, I'd throw up. you get like a hot 21-year-old.
That's
you're
true.
17.
It's got its perks, it really does.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
All right, okay, a resident of blank was taken into custody late Saturday.
Wait, start again. I was...
Okay. A resident of blank was taken into custody late Saturday afternoon for indecent exposure. 60-year-old blank blank was allegedly intoxicated, having spent the morning and early afternoon in a local tavern. Local police cited him crossing the street at 4:48 p.m. completely naked and arrested him. Initially ticketed for jaywalking, he was held in custody later on for indecent exposure.
Hmm. Well, not the world's greatest example in Germany or Florida, because a guy got drunk and stumbled out on the street nude. I'm going Germany.
I'm going Germany.
I'm going Florida.
The use of the word tavern.
All right. And we got two. And he said blank, which suggests maybe a German name.
But you wouldn't say resident.
Germanies. We got two Germanies. We got two Germanies and one Florida. Which is it, Brian?
Sorry, Adam. It's outside of Coral Gables, Florida.
Wow.
Mm. Because you wouldn't say a resident of Germany. You'd say a resident of Florida.
Yeah.
He said resident.
That's true. And he did resident. It with a Floridian accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Brian. We're gonna send you out a windbreaker.
Just send you out a windbreaker? That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love
not the jacket. It's just the guy
awesome.
Farts. Okay. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
See, I thought the 11-year-old mother giving birth was a Germany or Florida question.
It is amazing. Although his reading skills are pretty solid for a guy who was raised by someone who's younger than he was. Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's take a little break. Justin Long here tonight from Dodgeball. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce, filling in for Dr. Drew and doing a wonderful job when the mics aren't on.
Where is
Dr. Drew?
That's what I want to know.
I'll tell you,
I'm a huge fan, by the way, of Dr. Drew.
He's
always got an answer.
Probably be best that you would be disappointed. You would be disappointed. First off, he's a picker. He kind of can't stop picking himself.
No, like scabs and whatnot?
He's a mess. Yeah, I can't stop. He thinks there's like bugs on him all the time. Mm-hmm. So, and then you got the chromatosis and the halitosis and the anastosis. He's a disaster. Mm. So it's just best that he lives on in your mind.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just the voice in my head.
Yeah, it's like.
In my heart.
When the guy didn't make it home from Vietnam and the mom says he died a hero. You know what I mean? F4. He saved his wingman and went into the drink. When really, just he was stabbed by a Vietnamese hooker.
Right.
You know, best you should think of Drew that way.
As a Vietnamese hooker?
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm one step ahead of you.
That's exactly what I mean. But Bruce doing a fantabulous job. And later on in the week, or at least next week or something, I think we have a host. I think Dr. Marcel is coming in here.
He's great. True, you're going to go to jail, buddy.
That's a drunken Dr. Bruce.
What was that?
Dr. Marcel is great because he's a plastic surgeon and he has the year-round tan and the pinky ring and the Italian horn medallion. And
really?
The, they don't disappoint.
Nice.
Drives a Porsche.
So he sports the medallion in here?
A huge medallion. Well, he can't fit it into the studio. Actually, it takes a refrigerator, a hand truck, to get it actually out of the Porsche and into the studio. Yeah.
But I bet you show him there. You show him some respect. He works with brass.
He doesn't
work with metal.
He's a great guy. So if you have, but clearly there is a difference between the plastic surgeons and just the regular physicians. They are the pimps of the doctors. They wear the gold rope chain bracelets and that kind of thing. Like, put it this way. Plastic surgeons would be like 10 times more likely to dye their hair, for instance, than a regular physician or emergency. Right. Totally different cat, the guy who's working the emergency room and the guy who's working on the implants.
Yeah.
That's all. He's going to come in and he'll give us advice about breast implants or any kind of augmentation or nose jobs or any of that. So I think that's next week. And then Dr. Alter is coming in here, by the way. Dr. Alter, the guy who does the gender reassignment.
Oh, yes.
Who is a brilliant guy, except for the part where he lops off junk.
My doctor.
Other than that, he's fantabulous, and he's really sharp. He's one of the only guys that has a dual degree or certification in urology and a plastic surgeon. And by the way, to be board certified in urology and plastic surgery means you're hitting the books. But nutty as the day is long.
Right.
So
I was going to say, you got to see, if you could have seen these guys in medical school, it would be very instructive, very interesting. Because you get the plastic surgeons, they're sitting there looking around going, hey, you know, I'm only going to, I learn just yes, what right. I need to
well,
know pla- for a short period of time.
Plastic surgeons, like, how many roofies can I smuggle out of here so I can get laid this weekend? I mean, let's face it.
The gynecologists are a little suspect, too.
Yeah, you gotta watch those right. guys. So, Alter, by the way, who's the one I always... You know, he thinks he's doing everyone a service because they bought into this whole, hey, it's a woman trapped inside a man's body. Like we got to get the fire department to get him out. Get the jaws of life. Oh, my God. I didn't realize there was a woman trapped inside your body. Well, that's different. Why didn't you say so? Let's get that penis off right away and get you some breasts. Oh, I see. Woman trapped. Yeah, I'm like, no, that's crazy. That just means you're crazy. Like, what if I said there's? No, what if Napoleon was trapped inside my body? What would you do? You get some surgery, or would you just give me some therapy?
Well, yeah, well, for your sake and Napoleon's.
Yeah,
you Napoleon, both want him out of there.
He's got to breathe.
So is he a guest?
He's got to conquer Europe.
That's right.
Is he a guest under false pretenses, or are you your normal abusive self?
He can. He's perfectly capable of defending himself.
Is his name really Dr. Alter?
Yes, it is.
That's one of those kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Like Justin Long.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Just fits.
Yeah.
Just fits.
Well, I mean, back when you used to do AM radio, it was you went by Dick Niblett, right?
Oh, that was good.
Dick Niblett. Remember in the morning? No?
Don't remember.
All right. You had the whole jingle and everything. It was funny. All right. Let's get to the phones. We got to get to the phones. So anyway, Alter will be in here. We got like a gynecologist. This is your last night, right?
No, tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
You're in luck.
Wow.
You were thinking, maybe this is my last night.
Yeah. This is
be as on the air ever.
That's right. Yeah, the grease man will be filling it for me.
Whatever happened to that
guy? Little shmaggy. Right, it's an old radio guy. Brianna?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
Hi. I was just wondering if y'all could help me a little bit with my love life, considering this is Loveline.
Alrighty.
This is what we do.
That's yeah, right. Well.
I think she's implying that's not what we do.
All right. I was just trying to...
I have a problem with keeping boyfriends and getting boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Join the club.
Help me out.
Yeah, well, you have trouble getting them and keeping them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll get one, and then, like, he'll just stop calling me, or I'll just, or else I just can't find one at all.
All right, you're 18.
Mm-hmm.
All bets are off. You can't give yourself these, pigeonhole yourself at 18. You have some good relationships, some bad relationships, there's quick turnover.
Yeah, but I've only had one relationship in my whole life.
Really?
In all 18 years I've been living.
So why do you say that you have a hard time keeping?
I don't know. Like, my last boyfriend, we were together for like a year, and then one day he just broke up with me, and I was like, why? And he didn't give me a reason at all. He was just like, because I need a break.
All right. I need a break. What are you doing now? Are you going to college?
I was going to school, but then I dropped out, and now I just work at Hooters.
Oh, you work at Hooters?
Hello.
What do you do over there?
Do what?
What do you do? You're out on the floor?
Yeah, I'm a Hooter girl.
Bouncy.
You're in the outfit and stuff?
Yep.
Nice.
Wow.
You must have a lot of... Hey, let me tell you something about Hooters, too. Everyone focuses on sort of the rack and stuff with the Hooters and the cleavage and everything and the name, but nice. They're tight shorts.
The Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, they're awesome. No, they're like bright orange.
Right, they're like roller girl pants.
Roller girl shorts.
Extremely unflattering.
The shorts.
Really?
Yeah. They're about to change them.
They are?
Yeah.
To culottes.
What are they going with? Just
a wisp of yarn? What are they going with? I hope they're getting smaller.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Wow.
You know those little boy short underwears?
Yeah. Oh, like the midways?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're getting those.
Wow. It's sort of like almost like a cycling shorts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like
it. All right.
So, Brianna, is there a characteristic personality for a Hooter girl other than...
You have to be extremely outgoing and flirtatious.
Yeah.
But guys must constantly hit on you. Like, isn't that kind of what it is? Guys that go there to...
Yeah, guys hit on me all the time.
Yeah, well, you don't like any of them?
No, I give people my number and stuff, but usually whenever, like, we start hanging out or whatever, like, some people I'll like and then they'll just quit calling me, or some people I'll be like... weirdo, and then I'll just stop calling.
Wow. Oh, holy, I can't use the F word. As bizarre as it seems. Ooh. I had to put her on hold because...
not what a Hooter girl should be saying.
Although, I'm fully erect right now.
Yeah, I'm past that.
Is that weird?
I'm back flaccid.
She's got to be hot, right? If she's a Hooter, I mean...
Once in a while, one sneaks under the radar.
Cracks.
But yeah, you know, it's sort of like once in a while you see a guy on the football team with a horrible physique. Like it's like how he might. Oh, not all of them. I guess not. Maybe his dad's a coach. Right. Like yeah, once in a while, and boy, that's always that. There really should be a children's book in there. The ugliest Hooter girl.
Yeah.
Like once all 20 of them come out, and there's that one, and everyone's focus just goes right to the one with the fat ass because it's like, oh, right. Sweetie pie.
I'm gonna get her.
My name is Raquel. I'll be your waitress this evening.
But
would you like some dipping sauce? You boys look hungry.
Isn't it a tip off though when
you went to 32-ounce Heineken for an extra dollar?
When you hear the statement, guys always hit on me. Well, the perception that guys are always hitting on him. Sometimes
if you order the cod, we'll sing a song. I'm all natural, by the way, FYI.
Okay.
Let me check on the fish tacos. I'm not sure if they're deep fried.
I always like the part where someone's been working at the restaurant for 4 years. They got to check on something. Is that chicken burgers? Is that breaded and deep fried, or is that just a flake?
Let me check on that.
Yeah, right.
Let me check.
And I like that you're still the ugly Hooters girl.
I don't have any range. Let me check. You brought out 70 of them in the last 20 minutes. What do you got to check? Check. Close your eyes. You'll see one when you close your eyes. Then check. Let me check on that. Yeah.
Is Brianna still there?
I don't care. You know? Once in a while, you get a homely Hooters girl,
why don't you ask
and it becomes very sad.
Ask her what happens.
Maybe that's why it's hard, because all her colleagues are these gorgeous Hooters chicks.
Yes, and here's it's a relative thing.
Right.
You would rather be a 6 in a sea of 4s than a 7 in a sea of 9s.
Yeah.
Very powerful. Very powerful.
Profound.
It was very profound.
Yeah.
Brianna?
Yes?
Do you look good in your outfit?
Well, I mean, I'm a fairly small girl.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I wear like a size 1.
Ooh, Lord.
Yeah.
How do we turn up the heat?
I wear 3.5.
The AC on?
yeah, Justin digs that. He likes a petite guy.
I'm so pent up.
Yeah, ready to explode this kid.
Well, come on over, buddy.
She's in Atlanta.
God. So, Brianna, have we been helpful?
No.
I think I've boosted her confidence maybe a little bit.
Look,
you sound hot.
So easy.
There's nothing wrong with you. You got to watch out. There's going to be a lot of guys. You give their number to them. If you hook up too quick with them, they'll just look at it as a sort of disposable relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but again, you're 18. So just take it slow.
Well, what's your typical date like? Do you get past the first date, or you don't even get the first date?
Sometimes I'll get past the first date. I mean, like, it all depends on the person, really.
She's 18. She's attractive. She had a boyfriend for a year who broke up with her. She had a boyfriend since she was 16 or 17. It's no big deal. She does a little dating.
Deep mystery of life for her, why this boyfriend broke up.
But you're supposed to be all over the map from the age of like 15 to 25 with your dating, with your relationships and all that. She's right in the sort of middle healthy zone there of trying to sort herself out. It's no big deal.
It always amazes me when 18 years old and you're like, this crisis, because you haven't found, you're having trouble. I don't even know what that means. When I was 18, I was, like you said, all over the map.
How old are you now, by the way?
I'm 47.
Wow, you look great.
Thanks. A lot of water. Jog a lot.
Let me ask about this water, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All I heard for, here's what happened. And I brought this up before, but it's been a while. Dietitians and diet experts and everybody, and even lay people, all they would ever say is from 1970 to 1995, you got to drink more water. You're not drinking enough water. People aren't drinking enough water. And if your diet, the first thing you should do if you're doing a diet, first, number one, most important thing, drink water. Hydrate yourself. Drink water. You're not drinking enough water. It flushes the system out. Any diet is going to work better when you drink more water. And there's all this thing. And dietitians and doctors and health gurus and everything was always begging people. As Americans, we do not drink enough water. And then they would come up with these crazy things where you should be drinking, you know, 8 full glasses of water a day. And people don't nearly drink enough water. There's all this stuff. Okay. Finally, everyone started drinking water. Everyone started carrying water around. I mean, no one carried water 10 years ago. You didn't have water sitting next to you in the car. You didn't have sports bottles.
Right. Even kids.
People
kids
are walking around sucking on water all day. I mean, think about what your life used to be like. You would walk around with no water. Once in a while, you'd stumble across a drinking fountain and you suck some off a hose.
Right.
Yeah, but you never drank water over the course of the day. Like, when you left your house, you didn't... Like, what were the chances you'd have... Like, your mom, when she was driving around, was there water in the car? It was... only water in the car was in the radiator. There's no water floating around the car. That was bizarre. So here's the thing. Now everyone is drinking... 1,000 times more water than they drank 10 years ago, and everyone's put on 20 pounds. So what's up? How come everyone's getting fatter, but we're all drinking the water? And maybe the water isn't the big deal that everyone made it out to be. And how does that work? I mean, where are all these dietitians that just focus on a stupid thing? Like, you got to do more. You got to drink. You got to hydrate yourself. You got to flush your toxins out. People don't drink. Americans drink too much. And then you start doing it, nothing. You just get fatter.
Well, I think it's like people that are overweight many times... Others will comment, oh, I never see them eating. And it's like, I think also sometimes they take on behaviors of people they want to be like or that are thin. So I don't think those are the people that are actually drinking all that water, the people that have the weight problems. I think what's happened, we're more sedentary. There's much more fast
everybody,
food.
Everybody's chugging more water than they were before.
No,
and it's tenfold. Are you disagreeing with me?
Yeah, I'm disagreeing. I'm
saying you don't think Americans drink 10 times more water than they did 10 years ago? I mean, think about the industry. Think about the bottled water industry.
Right. I just don't think
sparklets for years, and now there's 100 different kinds of tote water. You know, when you go to the liquor store, it dominates the freezer section.
Right. If you work with people that have obesity problems, they tend not to have the taste for water. They're more interested in soda or something that's
right,
not...
You have no answer.
Just
say you don't
answer.
Know. Say you don't know. What about the rest of America? How come America's getting fatter
because
and we're drinking more water?
They're not eating the right diet.
It's not that big a deal.
Exercise is down. High caloric intake. Fast food.
But the water turns out no big deal.
No. You have to combine water with proper diet and exercise. And then aid in weight loss and maintaining.
Yeah, but it wasn't the magic cure that they were yapping about 10 years ago, begging everyone to drink more water.
Well, you just misunderstood. Water in and of itself.
Oh, shut up.
You know, someone should do a documentary.
You're not coming back tomorrow.
About fast food in our culture and how.
Yeah, they really should.
The ill effects it has, not only on the body, but on society as a whole.
Guys should eat nothing but McDonald's.
What's that?
The supersize movie.
Hadn't heard of that.
You can call it whatever you want. That's a nice title, but.
Yeah, but until someone goes out and does it.
I prefer like 30 days of fast food, what happens?
That's catchy. That's smooth. That flows. That's got a flow to it.
Or anal bleeding, a true story.
Yeah, yeah. All right, stop arguing with me, Bruce, when you know I'm right.
Water sucks. Just, Adam.
Hey, it sucks,
I agree.
Right, Justin?
Water's the worst.
Yeah, it'll kill you. I just mean there's a bunch of stuff that everyone makes a big deal about, and then it just really turns out not to be anything. I'm angry. It's
like the razor blades in Halloween.
That's
in Halloween
right.
Camp.
Yeah. Turns out to be nothing.
I can go off on the Atkins diet. All this everybody's avoiding carbohydrates.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's a
easy for you, Ichabod. What do you care? You got nothing on you. You got veins coming out of your stomach. You got nothing.
Well,
you got that Adam's apple sticks out further in your nose. You got nothing.
My mother called me the other day, and she was like, honey, I'm very nervous. I want you to be careful when you fill up your car with gas because people have been blowing up left and right.
Oh,
left
sure.
and right, she
yeah,
said. I saw it on right. Oprah. People right. are blowing up all over the country.
Spontaneous combustion.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's
an epidemic. It's pit bull attacks, secondhand smoke. I mean,
killer bees.
Ask Rob Reiner. 50-something thousand Americans die of secondhand smoke every year.
Is he one of those crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. 50-something thousand people die of secondhand smoke. I mean, right? I mean, as a physician, you must see this every day.
I think it's one of the most bogus public health campaigns.
Really? What about it being a first-rate killer? What about secondhand smoke being a first-rate killer?
I don't understand it as a first-rate killer. No one's adequately explained it.
50,000 Americans, 56,000 Americans,
what
not
does Drew
enough
say
for
about
you?
That?
Drew says he's never seen anybody for secondhand smoke. He's never heard of
glad
it.
He agrees with
and
me.
Then he said he read a story. A statistic came out in JAMA, and they thought as many as 8 people died of secondhand smoke last year. But
more people died from gorillas.
Right, yeah, but look at the billboard. 54,000 Americans, secondhand smoke, first-rate killer. Yeah, just do whatever you want. That's all. I've just really decided that you can just say whatever you want now. I'm going to just say whatever you want.
I think there's more people getting...
Why stop at 54,000? Why don't you just go 54 million? Why don't you say the population of China was taken out by secondhand smoke last year? I mean, if you're going to lie, you're going to go big. You know what I mean? Like, don't say you're all city in high school. Say you won the Super Bowl if you're out on a date and you're lying to a chick. You know what I'm saying?
We could have used that for the war. You know, Saddam Hussein was actually responsible. Not only did he have a stash of weapons, he's responsible for secondhand smoke.
Yeah, you can see him with the cigar every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, they've outlawed it on the beach.
How much money they spent on those campaigns, secondhand smoke?
Millions.
You know, you got to get those public health people off on a different tangent. Like, what about...
Why?
Contact high. Maybe they'll go off and worry about
crystal meth.
Crystal meth contact.
First rate killer. We got no other problems. Yeah, that's our only problem. Yeah. Ashley?
Hello?
What's happening?
she's asking what's happening.
What's up, baby doll?
Okay, I'm like really tight and I can't even get like a tampon in. And my boyfriend wants to have sex with me and I don't want it to hurt.
Now, are you petite?
Yeah.
How much do you weigh?
Like Justin's, 95.
Justin's this close.
Say that again, Ashley.
Like 95.
Just say it a little slower if you could.
She's 16, you pig.
Sorry.
How dare you? 95 pounds.
95 yeah. pounds. You're a behemoth. You're like a whale.
So, and do you, so you're just small down there.
Yeah.
Is your boyfriend big?
Like 7.5 inches, he says.
He says, wow. And you know how you measure, maybe Justin isn't aware of this, of the penis, at least how I do.
Right.
It's from the center of the anus to just beyond the tip, just beyond.
Well, then I'm a good 5 or 6.
Oh, yeah. Remember, it's hard to find the center. You got to use a number 2 pencil sometimes. But from the center to just past the tip, just past the end.
Ashley, how old's your boyfriend?
He's 19.
He's 19.
Oh, and you're 16?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And you have a little girl voice. Sound very...
Yeah, oof. But she's petite. You weren't molested or anything, were you?
I don't think so.
Right.
Interesting answer.
So dad and mom are married and living home with you?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds a little...
Here's the thing. 19 and 16 is a little stretch.
Statutory rape in most states.
Well, not necessarily.
What state is she in?
She's calling from Indiana.
Oh, well.
I think Louisiana, you're okay.
Indiana.
At least I hope.
All right. It's not in the book.
It's not in the book of all answers?
Drew looked for it the other night.
How long have you guys been together?
It was pretty high.
A few months.
Oh.
A few months. Okay, why don't you do this, Ashley? Why don't you just take it slow? What are you in the 11th grade or something?
Yeah.
And he's been out of high school for a couple of years?
Yeah, he's in college.
Junior college?
DePaul University.
DePaul?
Valpo. University.
Valpo.
Yeah.
Oh, where that guy Michael Lessney goes.
All right. Yeah. So he's a college student. He's a good guy?
Yeah.
He treats you right? Okay.
Yeah,
she sounds so cute.
Well, take it
sure.
Take it slow, though.
Take it real slow.
Yeah.
That's all right.
God.
And here's the thing, if you're and by the way, if it's tight down there, express it to him and tell him. Yeah. And,
that's wow.
And let me say this. I got a couple things to say. We have to consult the book every time somebody says how old they are and how old their girlfriend or boyfriend is, because in Hawaii it's drastically different than it is in North Carolina, which is different than it is in California. Can we just go ahead and agree on a number?
Right.
You know, instead of having it be a different number state to state. And by the way, isn't it easy to screw up I mean, if you come from a state where the age of consent is 15 and then you move to one where it's 18 and you grew up there and then your job took you out to this other one, whatever it is, or you went to college somewhere, I was like, wouldn't it be easy just to screw up? I mean, could you even blame the person? You know what I'm saying? How about we do this? Another thing, too, is I can't figure out. I travel a lot, and I try to drink when I travel, and some bars open at this time, and some states they close at this. Let's just do this. Let's standardize the whole thing with the bars opening and closing, and let's standardize the whole age of consent thing.
Yeah.
Let's call it 12, and let's say bars stay open till 6 a.m., and open again at 6:15 a.m. following day. So, again, 12 years old, 6 a.m. to 6:15.
12.
Okay, 13.
How do we say this diplomatically? Maybe the states that have a lower age of consent want to keep it that way.
Ooh.
Maybe.
But, you know, but what politician is going to campaign? that's my biggest plank in my platform. I want to keep it at 13.
There may be certain communities that would strenuously object to that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep thy moral compass, Ashley. It's a little Polonius to Ophelia.
We got to take a no idea what that was.
This is just taking a bad turn.
I'm guessing it was from Galaxy Quest.
I feel like her father.
Justin Long in tonight from Dodgeball. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Back learning again, huh? Justin Long in here tonight. Wish Justin was coming back tomorrow night.
Ah, I'd gladly.
Dodgeball.
Or was that not an invitation?
No, it wasn't really an invitation, but it was a compliment.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah. Dodgeball in theaters as we speak. Number one.
Yeah.
Last week. And
beat Stepford Wives.
I don't... And was the... well, that's right. Here's the whole thing. Like, Stepford Wives wasn't good when it was on TV in 1972, like the movie of the week. Like, does anyone... you wonder how this stuff works. Like, I always wonder, you know, like when... I don't know. And I guess they make money off it, but when they go ahead and make Garfield into a movie or when they do even something like Scooby-Doo or something like that. It's kind of a crappy cartoon that's 30 years old. Here's the whole thing about Scooby-Doo. It shouldn't have been made into a cartoon. F the movie. Forget about the movie. It shouldn't even... 20 minutes of Scooby-Doo is 19 minutes too much.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
The kids love it.
Yeah, maybe that's it, or maybe they just don't know any better. But kids are stupid. They're like adults that are dumb. Yeah. You know, if you think about it, that's the way I look at kids. Or retarded. It's dumb or retarded sometimes. Both. Mm. All right. Dodgeball, though. There's an original movie. There's no cartoon they're ripping off.
No.
What do you think the budget was? Do you know?
I think it was low. It was like $20 million. And I know Ben Stiller took a back end.
Smart.
Which is now paying off.
Yeah.
I think it was like 20, 25. We made it back the first weekend.
Yeah.
Which is
Ben Stiller. Rich. Ben,
is that right?
Well, if he took a little pay cut but got some of the back end money and the thing did amazingly, it was number one. Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Good guy?
He's a great guy, yeah. He just so funny in the movie. He goes so over the top for anybody who's seen it.
Well, even if you've just seen the commercials, you can see the guy's going nuts.
He's going for it.
Yeah. And, all right, good guy?
Good guy. Vince Vaughn, great guy.
Yeah.
Christine Taylor, just such a...
That's his wife. Ben Stiller's wife, right?
A really hideous.
Yeah. She's a wreck.
She's
a wreck. She's a real mercy mission.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she got in an accident.
She's a butterface. Something.
Yeah. 10 miles of bad road. God bless him. I think she's a beard. He must be gay. You can't be interested in women and be with that. It's a disaster.
It's a nice thing he's doing for her, though.
His brother, she's a sweet kid, I'm sure. You
got to be. You got to have a good heart.
Yeah.
With a face like that, good God.
Yeah. Tough on the eyes.
She had more makeup than Marlon Wayans for the white chicks.
Yeah. Yeah, Jerry Stiller's better looking. Yeah, it was that bad.
She's actually the funniest woman I've ever met in my life.
Funniest hot chick.
Funniest hot chick. Maybe that's it.
Right.
Maybe that's it. I gave her the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, she's playing on a different field.
Yeah. Yeah, if she was fat and ugly, she'd have...
Right, she was Paula Poundstone.
Right, it would be a disaster. But yeah, it's hard, when you're hot. Well, when you're hot, you have no reason to be funny.
Right, you don't have to cultivate or have a personality.
No, you don't even have to talk.
Right.
You just that's your job is being hot. You become like a piece of a sculpture or something. You don't
you
need to move
around.
You get
through your whole life like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we resent you, but we want to F you simultaneously. Emily?
Yeah.
Speaking of?
What's happening? Yeah.
Oh, nothing. I just want to say, by the way, Dodgeball, excellent, excellent film. I really
thanks, Emily. That's awesome.
Great.
Thank you.
I've been seeing this guy for about, I don't know.
What was your favorite part?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You know,
did I
tell you that?
Oh, she's going to go on with it.
Was when you guys were getting nailed with the wrenches. That was awesome.
Ah, sweet of you. I was making a joke, like trying to be, Sorry.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
Well, I've been with this guy for about 4 or 5 months, and, you know, nothing too serious. I'm just not really looking for, like, a very serious relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of started, you know, getting down, and we didn't have sex because we didn't have a condom. But he, like, likes his balls squeezed. I'm talking, like, white-knuckled, painful squeeze, like, really, really hard.
Really?
And
Bruce, not that.
And he like wanted me to put a finger in his butt, and
your finger?
I didn't know what
your finger.
Yeah, mine
finger.
In his.
The finger.
Yeah.
Okay, that's.
I didn't know if this was like a normal thing. I mean, I don't know because I'm not down with the whole butt thing. I mean, that's exit only to me and
right.
Like, you know, right. We got down, and I just wanted, you know, I wanted to help him out because I didn't want to leave him hanging. You know, I was like, all right, so I'll do this. But
did you give him the digit?
I did, yeah.
The shocker?
You float him the digit. So you did put the finger in the butt.
I did put the finger in the butt, yeah.
And how about the NAD clamp?
Oh, I did that too.
Did you drop the NAD clamp on him?
I did, and he definitely got off on that. I just thought it was really weird, and I was like, okay. You know, I guess. You know,
well, did he get off on it because it felt good, or you just squeezed so hard something came out? Like running over some toothpaste.
I'm kidding.
No,
maybe that's a new erection.
How do you pick up on the vibe that he wants his balls squeezed?
Because he begs for it, I think.
He brings it up, he articulates it.
Yeah, no, he asked for it. He's like, yeah, squeeze my balls. And I was like,
wow.
Okay. And he's like, yeah, harder, harder. I'm like, are you serious? I didn't say anything. So I was like, all
right. Emily, what was going on? During this, were you still watching Dodgeball, or had you gone home?
No, I mean, before like, Dodgeball actually came out.
Were you having intercourse or oral sex or?
We were doing pretty much oral sex. We didn't have a condom, so obviously we couldn't have sex. So we were doing everything but sex.
So you were doing the oral sex, squeezing the scrotum, and had the finger in the rectum.
Wow.
Yeah.
And plenty, spinning a plate with a foot. Wow.
Sounds like a sequential process.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Riding a unicycle.
By the way, yeah, I mean, this is amazing dexterity.
Was, wow.
So, Emily, was he not completely satisfied until you were...
Yeah, I mean, I was actually performing oral sex on him, and then he was asking for these things, and I did them, and he got off.
Okay, Emily, this is going to sound cruel, but are you a big gal?
No, I'm not.
Really? Because this is the work of a big gal.
Really?
It says big gal written all over.
Yeah, because
it's a bad experience Adam had when he was younger.
Well, but here's all I'm saying. You ask this of Stiller's wife, you get a rolling pin across the head. It's like, are you kidding me? You're lucky you're seeing me.
Squeeze your own balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not even going to get undressed. Are you high? You're so lucky to be with me.
You'd like if I take my shoes off.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I just didn't know if this was like a normal thing that I...
No, how old did you say he was, or did you?
He's
18. He's
18. Yeah.
This is ambitious. This is a man who has a strong sense of entitlement.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Okay. And here's the whole thing about... let's the bung and the balls and all that stuff. I find it distracting. Some guys are into it. A lot of guys, I don't know. It's a cross, I think, between it doesn't necessarily feel good. They just try to see how much they can get out of somebody. You know, like guys who guys. Here's the analogy I want to make. Guys who have plenty of money in their wallet and they're still haggling.
And even though they know they couldn't get the car any cheaper, they've been to 10 other dealerships, they got plenty of money, they're just doing it. It's almost a challenge. You know what I mean? They don't even like it necessarily. They just do it to see if they can do it.
Right.
And I wonder sometimes the guys with the fingers and the nuts and a lot of the anal stuff and stuff, it's like they're almost just seeing how much they can get done with one woman, how far they can stretch them, how much they can sort of take
this guy sounds like he needs this to fulfill his sexual requirement.
Was his history like that? Had he been with a lot of women? Was he sort of a stud?
Actually, no, he hadn't really been with a lot of women. He'd only been with, I think, two other girls before me.
Huh.
Wow. Well, yeah. Was he ever abused, or does he have sort of a weird family of origin?
He had a pretty stable family life. Like, his parents still together.
And what's up with you that you would accommodate him?
Well, I just felt like, I was like, all right, you know, he went through all this trouble to try to satisfy me, so I figured that I should return the favor.
What trouble?
All right, but you giving him oral sex is you're off the hook.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You paid him back with interest. You don't need the finger and the sack rub.
When he started with these requests, was this like the first time or second time he had sex, or?
Oh, no, this is the first time we'd ever done anything.
Wow. Right? Oh, yeah. Well,
wow.
That's
crazy.
Wow. That's sounds like he has.
I hate the guy, but I kind of look up to him too.
Yeah,
that's huevos, literally. I mean,
huevos.
All right, here's the whole thing, ladies. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You really don't, right. Especially if you're giving the guy oral sex.
Yeah, I mean that's like, you know, God bless you right there. That's like above and beyond.
Yeah.
Not especially, but you just don't have to do what you don't want to do.
No, here's all I mean is when you're giving the guy oral sex, there's no more requests. You know what I mean? It's closed. Well, I'm doing everything I can do or everything I'm gonna do.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing. It's a guy's first time having sex with this girl he loves or he's involved with, and he's got to have the pain. I mean, it sounds like this is related to some sort of abuse.
All right, Emily, he's a weird guy.
Like the entitlement thing is
strange. You can drop him.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, let me get you sure. Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm about 5'4".
About 5'4"?
Yeah.
How much you weigh?
117.
Yeah. My girl. All right. You're way too skinny to be indulging in this kind of bizarre behavior.
Yes. Emily, Adam is doing some very complex computation on the paper. I'm not sure exactly what.
The math doesn't work out. But anyway, Emily.
He's crunching the numbers.
Find a nice guy. Yeah, I'll crunch the numbers. You stop crunching the sack. Yeah. Everyone will be happy. All right?
Thanks, guys.
You're fine. Yeah.
Thanks, Emily.
Yeah, here's the whole thing, too. And listen, everybody, here's the goal. When you're having sex with a woman is actually performing oral sex, don't F it up. It's really, it's like a job interview. Now's not the time to pick your nose and talk about stealing office supplies. Now's the time to clasp your hands and talk about, you know, Christianity. Later on, go ahead and you know, steal a whole copier. You know what I mean? You got to get in the door.
Yeah,
don't
the
freak
first
them.
Night, God.
Yeah, I mean, you can't play your hand that way. Just, I mean, it's like women on the first date don't start talking about starting families and getting pregnant and getting married and stuff because they know it'll freak the guys out. Guys, don't ask for the digit. That's a third date request, maybe fourth.
This guy should be just ecstatic and enjoying himself, and he wants to get the vice out for his testicles.
That's
something.
Who knows how far is it going to go after that? That's where it's starting.
Yeah. That's right. First, it starts with your hands.
Then you're showing a hedgehog up somebody's.
She'll be fisting.
Well, I was just on the sack pressure. I was thinking one of those things at the auto graveyard that smashes the cars into cubicles. He's wanting you to drop. By the way, what happened to that TV convention where the guy was trapped in the trunk of the car that was due to be smashed?
Oh,
and their time was
Superman
running
3.
Out. Had to pull him out of the trunk. Yeah, they used to be every other Starsky and Hutch that was in a car. Right. We're going to compact it.
Yeah,
it's just the whole idea of walls coming in, whether it was smashing a car or just something a Bond villain in
Star Wars.
It's like, here's how I'm going to kill people. I'm going to take this very elaborate pneumatic and hydraulic. It's thousands of hydraulic lines, pressure. I mean, it's going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Engineering. It's like, how about you just shoot him? No, I'd rather. This is much more important. Really, it's gonna, just the R&D alone on this is going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Just, and we're, by the way, we're 14 years away from completion on this project. No, I'm going to invent this. Leave me alone. This is how I choose to kill. And with a gun, you could take it to them and shoot them. Here, you got to get them over to the compactor.
Makes no sense.
I'm making it anyway. Yeah. And then what about cleanup? If you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Have you seen a compacted body?
No.
It's a disaster.
You don't want to.
You do not want to.
The ER.
All right. Dr. Bruce here tonight, filling in for Dr. Drew. Doing a great job, except for when he talks. Justin Long in tonight. Fantastic. Dodgeball number one, everybody. Absolutely. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Justin Long in studio tonight. Dodgeball, name of the movie. We'll get back to phones. All right, let's see. Let's help some people.
Yeah.
Let the healing begin.
Let's let Heather
get some help.
Heather?
Hello?
You're 14?
Yeah.
Your friend was stabbed and killed?
Yeah.
And you have nightmares about it?
For about a month and a half now.
How long ago did this happen? It happened a month, happened 6 weeks ago?
Just over Christmas break, so.
And
did you see that? Were you there when it happened? Did you see it happen?
No, I heard about it a few days before, so I know who did it, and yeah.
You heard about it a few days before?
Yeah, I heard it. They were talking about it in school, and nobody really noticed me, so I got to hear it, so.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
You heard about the stabbing before the stabbing happened?
Yes, I told my friend about it, but he just blew it off.
And he didn't listen, and these were some rival guys?
Right.
And did they arrest the guys?
No, they didn't catch them.
But you know the guys.
Yeah, but I have no proof that I actually know what happened, so they would just...
It's like a weird Dawson's Creek episode. Mm.
Yeah, well, so how old was this friend of yours?
He was my age. He was 14.
And he was a good friend of yours?
Yeah, for a few years.
How long? You'd known him for a few years?
Yeah.
And you heard guys, this is how every one of these calls goes, we end up getting mired in some weird detail.
Excuse me?
But you heard guys saying they're going to stab this guy.
They didn't particularly say stab. They said, we're going to go get him.
We're going to hurt him.
Yeah.
And you heard them because you were just around near them?
Yeah.
Just they were talking at,
pretty quickly
at school, and so you warned him these guys were going to come get him, but yet he didn't listen, and
yeah.
Then he got stabbed, and you know it was these guys,
yeah.
And the police, even though it's been 8 months, right?
Yeah.
The police have no idea who did it.
Well, they had him. They got him in court, but then they didn't have enough evidence on him. I think.
Hmm. All right, and what about you? Did you ever say anything to the police?
No.
Oh, all right. Were you scared?
Yeah.
Okay.
You never had to testify?
No, I don't have enough. I think you need like material evidence, and I don't have anything. I just have what I heard, so.
Well, you heard but it went all the way through the school that these guys were going to get this guy, right?
There were like three people that heard this, so. It's a small school.
Okay, so you're having nightmares every night about...
Wow.
What you heard happened. You didn't see this happen.
No.
And is this a guy you just knew from school, or did he grow up near you or something?
He grew up kind of near me, but I knew him mostly through school. I used to talk to him all the time, though.
Wow. Okay. Now, are you having nightmares every night, or is this just an occasional
thing? Yeah, every single night. I haven't been able to sleep, really.
And it didn't happen for, like, the first 6 months, though?
No, not really, no.
Hmm. How about some counseling and some therapy?
I have no idea where to get anything.
Well, because you might have a little bit of like a post-traumatic stress disorder or something.
Post-traumatic stress disorder is something that arises when you experience the traumatic event.
Yeah.
Suddenly.
And yeah.
It's an out of the ordinary, hugely out of the ordinary.
What about your parents, Heather? What about your mom and your
dad? My parents know, but they don't know what to do about it.
Why don't you tell them, look, this is something that's weighing pretty heavily on my mind. I think I need to talk to someone about it.
They know that, but...
Well, is there any... Well, wait a second. This is somebody that wasn't your best friend. I mean, it's upsetting when anyone dies, but is there anything else traumatic that's happened to you in the last few weeks or months?
yeah, quite a lot, but I can't really tell.
Okay, well...
What do you mean? What's going on?
Yeah, we're having very bad financial problems, and my dad's really sick, so the hospital bills and...
Right.
That's what's
if there's a lot of other things going on, that's symbolic of...
Yeah.
You need to go see somebody and...
Yeah,
deal with the whole thing.
Maybe through the hospital, by the way. If your dad's
school
really
counts.
Sick, our school counselor.
Yeah. School counselor can at least show her the way to find out.
Talk to somebody. That's heavy duty.
All right, let's talk to Leanne, who's 18. Leanne?
Hello?
You're having sex with a 23-year-old guy?
Yes.
You only had sex with one other guy? Yeah. So what's up? Is he your boyfriend?
Well, we started dating about 3 weeks ago. We were kind of just, like, hanging out. And just a few days ago, we started sleeping together. And prior to him, I had only been with one other guy. And it was, like, almost 2 years ago, because I'm almost 19.
Yeah.
And so right now, I go to school in North Carolina. So I already finished my first year of college. And I'm just kind of back in California for the summer. And so I was never really intending to sleep with him. Like, I mean, I just wanted to go out and have fun. And I think he knew that. And
all right,
I told him right off the bat, what's the question?
What's the question?
Well, I don't know if I should still sleep with him.
Well, is he your boyfriend or not really?
Well, we were dating and we never really said, like, hey, you're my boyfriend or hey, you're my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
do you want to be his girlfriend? Yeah.
I just don't want to feel like I'm a booty call. That's,
yeah, all right. Well, then don't have sex with him.
So I just shouldn't sleep with him at all anymore?
Well, no, I just mean have a relationship, like you sleep with people you have a relationship with.
Yes.
So you don't feel like you have a substantial relationship.
Well, I don't want to start, like, I don't want a serious relationship. I kind of want...
Some casual?
All right, just handies. Just hand jobs. That's it, we limited hand jobs.
Yeah,
that's all.
That's a quick
three stop. All right, we got to take a break. I can't help everybody. Justin Long here tonight. Going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight in just about 8 or 10 minutes. We'll, he's going to tell his riveting story. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we could find out when Justin decided he wanted to do it, but
too bad, we're out of time.
Too late for that.
It's a couple too weeks late. Ago,
yeah.
To answer your question.
Grin off your face.
Yeah.
But Corolla.
Bruce, better question is, when did you know that you didn't want to do radio?
Ooh.
Yeah, was it yesterday when you showed up 9 minutes late to your national radio show? 9 minutes.
National radio show?
9 minutes late. Was it yesterday when you knew? That's all I'm asking.
You waited the whole show to
There's great love. Dr. Bruce doing a great job filling in for Dr. Drew. Drew, if you're listening, don't come back. We don't need you. We found our new guy, and he works for pennies on the dollar.
I've had anal sex, and I passed out a couple of times.
Mike's still hot. Haven't signed off yet. Justin Long, Dodgeball, everybody. God bless
you. Yeah, thanks
great
for having me. This was fun.
You'll come on next time and tell us when you knew you wanted to get in the show. So, until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Bruce, saying mahalo.
He, like, wanted me to put a finger in his butt.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.